free.
But what we're here today to talk about is mindfulness.
Mm.
I thought it's a good idea to have a chat about this because I'm learning and I've sort of dabbled in this area for many, many, many years. Mm. And I know not too distant. You guys did a full moon meditation.
Now, I have. I don't think you've done it, Des.
No, I haven't yet, but I need to go and do one.
I went with Absolutely. Doc from the sports show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You did go with Doc.
Yeah, and
yes.
It was so good. Des, you need to try it.
Yeah, no.
It's so, oh, amazing.
I've been talking about it for a long time. Now, that's on, is it the first or second Friday of every month?
It differs from race endeavour. Just go to 1casey.com.au and you'll be able to find it there.
It's free, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
amazing.
For sure.
Yep.
So what I thought we'd do, because as I said, I've learned something recently, and I just want to sort of let you guys know. But here's a definition,
mm-hmm.
and there's many definitions of mindfulness.
Yep.
But mindfulness is awareness that arises through paying attention on purpose in the present moment,
okay,
non-judgmentally and with kindness.
Okay.
And see, a lot of people think this, and it used to be called just meditation, but and that's part of it. But mindfulness is just about stopping. This is my interpretation. Stopping. Being present. How often are we rushing here or there,
mm-hmm.
thinking about what we have to do, worrying about what's going on and happened in the past, or worrying about something that hasn't even happened yet?
Yeah.
Thinking, you know, we've got to get the kids to footy training, mm-hmm. cricket training, ballet, school, whatever.
Yep.
And we don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't pay attention to the present moment. And when we do even slow down a little bit, how judgmental are we on ourselves?
Mm.
We are our toughest critics.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about acceptance of where we are and treating yourself with kindness. And that definition, and I recently heard this because I was presenting from an area manager's point of view on our mind wellness program, but Fiona Criaris, who's the guru in this area,
yeah.
I was presenting with her and she was talking about it, and it really hit home to me is, you know, just stop occasionally.
Yep.
And she did a little one-minute meditation with us, and we did four different presentations. But she did a one-minute meditation at each presentation, and it was so powerful.
Wow.
Just to stop, close your eyes. I don't even think you have to close your eyes, but close your eyes and just tune out. Just be aware of what's going on. Be aware of your feet on the floor. Be aware of, you know, if you're sitting down, your bottom on the seat. Be aware of your breathing going in and out. Just take that couple of moments, really.
Oh, you feel calmer just listening to you right now.
And Baz's tone gone down,
yes.
Not does it?
And take it in. And the thing is, too, that you might say, I feel good and whatever, but so what? It's not like, you know, if I hit the treadmill for an hour, I'll come away and I know my cardiovascular fitness is better and I can lose weight. It has been shown scientifically to improve your health.
Mm.
Now, it is a much more of a long-term thing than short-term, but it has been shown. And I can get into it, but it's quite scientific, but quite happy to talk about that if you want.
I'm interested, and I understand why the eyes close, because it does help you eliminate the distraction, doesn't it? Because we are, on a day-to-day basis, distracted. Here, I'm looking at my phone with my notes as well, but this thing here in my hand is the greatest distraction you're ever going to find.
Like,
and years ago, we probably were a lot more relaxed because we didn't have phones and computers to be staring at, taking away what we should be concentrating and accepting and appreciating in the world that goes around us. We're just consumed with what's happening digitally. So to go into a meditation zone and close your eyes and just not look at anything and just concentrate on what you need to be concentrating on, very powerful.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is.
I think as well, a lot of people now have two phones. They've got a work phone, they've got a personal phone, and that work phone, you know, many, many years ago, you wouldn't have a work phone. You would switch off and go home. Now you're checking your phone at night, you're taking your laptop home, you're checking emails when you shouldn't be. It just seems to be that there is no stop time.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell.
Mm.
There isn't any stop time. And you're talking about, Daz, of when we just, and I liken it to perhaps you're at a shopping centre and you just sit down because you're waiting for someone.
Mm.
All right. What do? You pull your phone out.
Yep.
You're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter,
yep.
Checking your emails, doing whatever.
Yep.
Instead, you know, probably even 10 years ago, we just watch people go by.
Yeah.
You know, people watching.
Yeah.
Just take it in. Not think too much. Just look at the world go by.
Yeah.
And we're not doing that nearly as much. So
yeah.
I think it's really important for us to think about our own mental health, and we know that it is an issue, but our own, and just think about taking that time away. Now, that can be a full moon meditation, which I think is 45 minutes from memory.
Yeah, yeah.
We do have 15 minute meditations as well. Or it can be as simple as 30 seconds to a minute. Stop, just be present, take it easy.
There's plenty of apps as well that you can put on your phone that just guide you through, and you can take even 5 minutes on your lunch break. You can actually just tune into an app and have that downtime. It can change your whole day.
It can, definitely. And there's some great apps too.
Yeah, interesting
data. It shows the participants' age range from 6 to 71, so it's quite broad, isn't it?
Wow.
And when you think of kids 6, 7, 8 to 10 years old, when they're distracted by a whole lot of things, that they can still be involved. It's not just for adults, it's for kids as well. And it's a non-physical exercise, obviously, but 6 to 71.
I can tell you, I know a primary school teacher, and I know she uses the Smiling Mind app, and I'm very familiar with that. We use it in the workplace that I work in as well for our teachings as well. They're teaching prep and grade one students already to stop and just have that time to relax, which I think is really good, because if you start implementing something early, it becomes a habit.
Absolutely. Tori Norris, who I think you've met before, but Tori is one of our legends out here in Casey, but she actually is part of the program, our Mind Wellness program, and she developed the program for primary school children.
Well,
and she's doing it at Doveton College. I know that. I think she's run some sessions here at Balabala as well for young children.
Yep.
And the story she tells about the power of the kids who are agitated or not disturbed, probably the wrong word, but you know, just
highly strung.
Yeah, highly strung. Great way of saying it. But go through the session and they're much more relaxed at the end.
Yeah.
And so it's giving people tools as well.
Yeah.
You know, just to take it easy.
I suppose as a parent as well, if you're listening now, you're thinking to yourself, wow, everything that, you know, we're talking about, we don't stop. We are running around. We have got kids' activities. We're trying to put dinner on the table. We're still checking our emails at dinner time. That's what our kids are watching us do. And that's what they think is normal and what should happen, because it's just normal every day.
That's right. That's right. What happened to Mum and Dad sitting down quietly after probably the old days, Mum washed the dishes and Dad dried the dishes, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And sitting down quietly after, you know, before they go to bed. So that's right, taking time out. And I was just taking a workshop the other day with my leadership team, and I talked about it's important to take time out of the system to work on the system. And I liken mindfulness to that, our own system, ourselves.
Yeah.
Take time out.
Yeah.
Treat yourself well, treat yourself with kindness, and treat yourself in a non-judgmental way.
It's interesting you talk about going back in time as well, and even dinner time, which was like generally about 6 o'clock or 6:30, Mum would have dinner and Dad would get home and you'd be home from school and you'd sit at the table. And you sit at the table as a family, and there'd be no phones, there'd be no distraction, and you just relax with your family. And that was just, used to hate it when you were a kid, but now you appreciate it, because nobody eats together anymore. I mean, some families probably do, but you know, everybody just does their own thing. Getting home at ridiculous hours, kids just take their meal to their room, or they grab something and go. And it's just because we're so consumed with everything that's going on around us, and not just spending time with the people that matter most.
Exactly right.
I love this conversation.
We know how important family is, and spending time with family, and our lifestyle have changed. It's not unusual for me to get home well after 7 o'clock, so you know, and I'm not Robinson Crusoe there.
No. Now, for people who want more information, do they find information via the YMCA One Casey, or they go straight to the website? Now it's mynd.wellness.com.au. Is that where they find more information?
Yeah, that's the best place to go.
Okay.
This is our program, a YMCA program, Mind Wellness, mynd.wellness.com.au, and lots of information there, and it'll be updated on a regular basis.
And that's available, that program is available to members?
To members and public, absolutely, here in Casey, at Casey Race, Casey Arc, and at Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre.